In this episode of the On.NET Show, we're going to learn about how we could authorize and authenticate using Azure Event Hubs with some folks from the Azure Event Hubs team. So hope you check it out. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On.NET Show. And we're going to continue our conversation about Azure Event Hubs with some folks from the Azure Event Hubs team. Now, I know every time we talk about messaging or just anything in Azure in general, things like authorization and authentication are very important.
That's right. Right?
Like people want to make sure that the right people or the right processes have the ability to not only send messages but receive messages. And we also want to make sure that people don't have too much power because you want to be able to restrict exactly what happens.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So could we talk a little bit about how we could implement like some authentication and authorization rules with Azure Event Hubs?
So with Event Hubs, we offer two different kinds of authentication and authorization. One is using SaaS policies, the shared access key signature policies. The other is with integrating with Azure Active Directory, which gives you the role-based access policies and managed identities, which you can use. And you know, basically, it's all about scoping down to, like you said, who has the permission to do what.
Right, who could do what, and then I could set up roles and claims and things of that nature to those specific things.
Yes, exactly.
So why don't we take a look first and look at the SaaS policies and see like how do we create them, what can we do with them, and those types of things.
Yeah, sure. When you create your event hub namespace, by default, you're going to have root managed shared access key policy. So this will provide you all available claims which are managed, send, and listen.
Okay.
So we have three different.
If you want to create new policies or more granular policies in terms of, let's say, send only or listen only, you can click on add and then name your policy. Let's say send policy. And then I will pick send and then create.
And then when you create this, this is particularly scoped to the namespace.
You can go down to the entity level and also create SaaS policies on that.
Okay.
So what it basically gives you is three different types of claims, like we saw, manage, send, and listen.
Yeah.
So the manage claim says that you can create resources or entities for that particular namespace or under that namespace. The send is pretty straightforward, saying, you know, if I were a producer and I want my producer to be just sending, not listening, not consuming. So I would just put them on the send claim saying, you can only send to this.
Yeah.
You have no power to receive it. The same thing with listen, no entity which is having a listen claim can only listen or receive from that particular event hub and not send to that, send using that thing.
So that makes sense.
So we have created a send policy. So it's the same as the same experience as the default root managed shared access key. So basically, you have the keys and the connection string if you want to go with that one. So once you create the Event Hub client, with the send policy only, your client will be able to send but not receive.
Got it. And I'm looking at the browser there, like so you have the primary and the secondary key. I'm guessing we have the ability to rotate those
keys too, right?
That's right. You can rotate those keys. You can have them in secured and key vault and use pretty much. I think it's common across many Azure services which use the shared access policies as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. As Shubham also mentioned, you can go to each Event Hub and then on Event Hub tab, you have the same sort of experience. So you can go shared access policies. Here you don't have the default policy because at the namespace level you have the default policy which applies to the Event Hubs underlying the namespace.
Got it.
And at this point, you can create either manage, send, or listen claim policies. This will be per Event Hub,
right? So this is how we're getting more granular down, right?
Exactly, yes.
So that first one we saw was for the namespace, like
yes,
you mentioned before.
Yes,
but this particular one
is for a particular entity.
Inside of the namespace.
So it's like if I have a namespace and I define all the three claims onto it and I scope down into that particular entity and say, you only have the send permission and not listen on it. So if the particular namespace has, say, three Event Hubs, you can pretty much send and listen on two Event Hubs which has all the claims from the namespace, but that particular Event Hub which has only the send cannot let you listen.
Got it.
That kind of granular scope that it defines.
Okay, cool. So what other different types of mechanisms do we have, right? So we saw that there's SaaS keys.
Yes.
Right? Like, do we have the ability to use like Azure Active Directory or
that's
the role-based access control?
That's right, yes.
Recently, we have GA'd our RBAC authentication and authorization for Azure Event App Service. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Access Control tab, you can use our built-in roles to make assignments to secure identities.
So we have three built-in roles, data owner, a data sender, and a data receiver.
Okay. As you can see here, listed all three roles. Basically, data owner gives you the same sort of like access permissions, like manage, send, and listen.
Yeah.
And receiver will only give you receive permission,
and send is only send.
Send will give only send,
Gotcha. So then I could take anybody that's inside of my organization, for instance,
correct.
And you know, using my Active Directory credentials, I could assign them permissions to be able to manage or
correct.
Read or just write to.
Yes, correct.
That's correct.
So it's the Azure Active Directory, which is the governing principle here.
Yeah.
So whatever is in Azure Active Directory is how it we also assign roles to. So anybody in our organization or any organization having integrated with AAD can now be defined roles or given permissions or access to.
Got it. So what about managed identity? I know Azure has that for some various services like SQL Server, for instance.
Correct.
Do we have the ability to use that in here as well?
That's correct. It's the support on the SDK side. Once you have role assignment for a particular secure identity, or let's say once you create a let's say service VM or let's say Azure Functions, so you enable managed identity, then that identity will be able to be used by our SDK.
And you can define roles and access permissions on that particular identity as well.
Gotcha. Our managed identity. Our managed identity API is pretty much straightforward. Basically, you call it on the EventHub client, you call create with managed identity, providing the host name and the EventHub name you want to send and receive to.
So the host name is nothing but the EventHub's namespace name.
Yeah.
And and the entity name on which you want to define the role.
Got it. Okay. And then could you show us an example too of how we could use the SAS token or SAS keys? You have a sample of that one too?
I
have it open already.
No, I have closed those.
Did you? Okay. Yeah, because I think it's great that we have so many different flexible options.
That's right.
All right, because I know you might have scenarios where
correct.
Sometimes we want to authenticate a machine or a
that's
process
right.
or
yes.
a you know a non-living being.
Correct.
Right, and then we have situations where we might want to have a developer or you know a different type of process, right? So now we have these different options that we could use based on those different scenarios, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's why integrating with Azure Active Directory gives us that flexibility where you are registering into AAD or Azure Active Directory the application or the particular role or that particular person or that particular user.
Gotcha, okay. Mm-hmm.
So here is a sample how you can wire up the shared access signature and create your client on top of that. So basically, on the portal, you go to shared access policies tab. This one is. And then you can copy the connection string with primary key from portal. And then you can use it as a connection string.
Gotcha. What I like about this approach is that we can just go in the portal and we can copy the entire connection string with the SAS key attached to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
In the connection string, as you can see, you have the endpoint information, shared access key name, which is send policy, which we recently created, and the secret, which is shared access key, basically. Kay. And once you create the EventHub client, now, depending on what permissions are allowed, then you can do send, receive, or manage operations.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. Well, this is great. Is there anything else that we need to know about security in terms of like how we secure our Azure Event Hubs?
Maybe we can touch base some of the different like authentication flows.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
I think we talk about the managed identity. So I can show you our API briefly. So there are different auth flows available from the AD side. So say, for example, interactive user login is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So any user can go and then log into their account and then start using our service or event apps. So depending on what type of permissions are assigned to them.
Right.
Or let's say if you have an app and then you can authenticate your app with either a client secret or some certificate. So that's another scenario they're supporting on the SDK side.
And I see you have like client credential flows, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so is that very similar to just me putting a username and password?
Client credential is basically a secret approach. So they're using the Microsoft Identity Client here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what you do is this, you need to create a token provider, which has create Azure Active Directory token provider, and then provide async callback, which will provide the token back to the client itself.
Got it.
So in the in this async callback, you need to basically just manage the authentication flow through AAD, and then you know, prove your true identity to AAD, and then AAD will issue a token. So by the client, the token will be flowing to the service, and service will authorize and then find out what type of permissions you have.
Got it.
Along with the predefined roles, Event Hubs also supports custom roles. So you can provide role-based access based on custom roles as well. You want to touch base on how we do the custom roles?
Yeah. Built-in roles, as we talk about that, we have owner, sender, and receiver.
Yeah.
So those have those roles have some granular permissions inside them. So you can use the same sort of permissions and then just craft your own custom role.
Got it.
For example, you can come up with a custom role where you allow the security identity to access to some storage account, some subscription, and also along with that, some event app service or event app name. So you can do mix and match, those kind of things. So it will be it will become your custom role.
Got it, got it. And so how would I specify that? Is that something I specify in the portal or do I in code? Like how do I set
you
that
can
up?
You can create a custom role on the portal. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Nice. Awesome. Well, hey, thank you all so much, man. This has been really great. And I think this is a really important thing to know about,
that's
too,
right.
As we're creating our Event Hub namespaces and instances.
Yeah, as a last note, I want to add that although Event Hub supports both SaaS and AAD, it's Microsoft recommendation for better security and provided granularity and everything that most customers use integrated Azure AD provided role-based access policy support.
Is that because it's a more hardened
approach
and less prone to like hacking, I guess?
Azure AD itself provides you one level of authentication and authorization on which we define much more
deeper checks and security verifications and things
like
that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you heard it. If you're going to use Azure Event Hubs, recommended approach is to use Azure AD to like secure all your stuff.
Yep.
So again, thank you all for watching. This has been another episode of the On.NET Show. We learned how we could authorize and authenticate our Azure Event Hub services, again, using .NET and the Azure portal.